Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Butch Ridsdale joins us now. Good morning, Butch. What can you tell us as far as news about the Bayou Coast Fishing Club and maybe some advice and tips for people headed out in the kayak to catch a few?
Good morning. Bayou Coast, we've got a fun event scheduled for next weekend, but it's in Navarre Beach, Florida. A lot of the guys are going down, going to go out to some of the close reefs about a half mile out and try their luck at some snapper and no telling what. I mean, they've caught tarpon, sailfish, a little bit of everything, but it's going to be a fun event. The information's on the Bayou Coast Facebook page, and I think that's next Friday and Saturday, and I think they may try to stay until Sunday. Just depends on what the weather's like, the sea conditions, so we can get out and see if they can catch some of those red snapper over there.
I tell you, that's a beautiful place. We were there just a few weeks ago. We were actually catching pompano off the bridge, and there were some kayakers there too, and you don't have to paddle very far. You go out to like that first or maybe the second sandbar, and that's every now and then a school of those pompano will move in, and that's a great fish to catch. And, of course, being able to get to snappers in range of kayak range is also a wonderful thing. And the water's just so pretty over there.
It's beautiful, yeah. It's very fortunate to have something like, you know, a fishery like that right there along the Gulf Coast.
What about closer to home in Louisiana? What are you hearing? Have you made any trips or talked to any of your club members?
I've made two trips. I made one in Big Lake last weekend. Went to Joe's Cove, me and a buddy. Caught a few nice trout. I think we had one up to about 4.5 pounds. Nice trout. And then Saturday morning, me and another club member from Lafayette, we ventured down LA1 and went to Basal and tried to find some redfish. And put it this way, I caught more flounder than I did redfish that day. It's redfish down LA1 quarter have been pretty tough this year since the freeze.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm looking at the star leaderboard for the kayak division, and where you that area you were fishing, Brad Billardine brought in a 4.20. He's the leader for kayaks in the southwest zone. He waded in over at Stelly's at Gulfway. And yep. In the west, Doug Menefee, he caught one 4.10. So a lot of big trout coming in on those kayaks.
Yeah, that's who I was fishing with last weekend. But he caught that during the week with his brother. They went back. He'd actually caught one bigger than that the Saturday we went. But he had his motor on his kayak, so he didn't register it. He would have had to put that in the boat division. So he went back without his motor, and he caught that one. So
that's an important point you bring up. You know, a lot of kayakers are out there competing in the kayak division, and unbeknownst to them, when they got the motor on it, then you're in the boat division.
Exactly. That's what I plan on doing. I'm going to do it this year, and I'm going to fish with my motor in events that I can, and I'm going to play with the big boys this year. I'm going to go after that boat.
Very good. Well, the tournament next week at Navarre Beach, what are you know, you mentioned a lot of different species. How are the winners determined? What are the categories?
Okay, this is actually not going to be a tournament. This is just a fun event. They had something in the past, but I think they just narrowed it down to people going down there. Let's just have a good time. There's probably going to be some a little side pot action going on between some of the members and some of the guys down there. But this year, I think it was just, hey, let's just go down there and have fun, because they weren't sure the dates at first. Weather's always a big concern on that, but it's going to be a more of a fun thing. Tournament-wise, Lafayette's hosting their annual LA1 Slamboree next weekend. So if anybody local wants to jump in and try to go catch a redfish, trout, and a flounder down LA1, we'll be hosting that next Saturday. And we'll weigh in there at the park behind the gas station, the park in Golden Meadow, but Lafayette Kayak Facebook page has got the information about that. It'll be interesting. We'll just have to see how it goes. Like I said, it's a slam tournament.
Right.
One other event this year, the Hobie Saltwater Series. Texas had an event planned, and they had to cancel it. A Texas organization. So between the Lafayette Club, Bayou Coast, and the Mobile Club, we all three got together, and we're going to host one the 28th. I think that's the date. I'll take that back. Let me confirm the date. Yes, the 28th, I'm sorry. And Gulfport. So we're all three kind of working in conjunction with Bayou Coast taking the lead and having one of the Hobie Saltwater Series qualifiers over in Gulfport. So...
And they can get signed up and information on any of those three sites?
Yes, all three sites have got the information on there. So it'll be, a fill-in is a quick thing. We just started talking about it a few weeks ago, but we all said, hey, let's, so we can get the number of qualifiers we want, let's host one and let's spread it out. If people want to get out of town a little bit and go along the Gulf Coast, let's get over there and give it a shot.
Sounds like a great idea. Butch, thanks so much for all the information and the report. We really appreciate it. And get out there and catch a few, and we'll talk to you next time.
Sounds good. Have a good one.
Thank you. Butch Ridgedale, one of our field reporters. Next week, we'll hear from Brendan Bayard.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.